You've probably never heard of kaffir corn. However, turn back the clock a century and you may have been hearing about it on national radio. In fact, the miracle crop even had its own festival. The event raised thousands of dollars, which helped pay for an important item in El Dorado, Kansas. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Can you tell if the leftovers from this dinner party are beginning to grow bacteria that could lead to severe diarrhea, vomiting, and stomach cramps? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Make sure your leftovers are as safe as they are delicious. Get them into the refrigerator as soon as possible and transfer them into shallow containers. Spoiled leftovers can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by chilling food promptly and properly. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
In the late 1800s, farmers and ranchers near El Dorado, Kansas, began planting a new crop called kaffir corn, a forerunner of today's milo or sorghum. It quickly replaced corn as a valuable feedstock for cattlemen.
This crop became so profitable that about 1911, they decided to start holding the kaffir corn carnivals. And it was like a harvest celebration.
Renee Albert visits about the storied celebration. The 1911 event drew over 20,000 people to the town of 3,000.
People found it very inviting to travel from all over the United States, and they would come to our kaffir corn carnivals. They would set up like these little tent cities, and we had to start building more hotels.
The El Dorado Kaffir Corn Festival's proceedings were even broadcast on national radio.
We would have kaffir corn queens, and they would build this beautiful display called Kaffirville, where they would take the remnants from the harvest, and they would build little storefronts. And each township in the county had a storefront.
There were 3 days of parades, and the town would swell by several thousand people during that time.
It became very profitable for this area. We were able to build our courthouse that's on Central Street now and build it free and clear with kaffir corn profits. So there was no bond issue. There was no tax levy or anything like that. They just paid cash, and it was right under $100,000.
The museum here still honors the kaffir corn festivals of old, but the giant event of a century ago is gone. However, the courthouse remains, a testament to the thousands who came here to celebrate their miracle crop. Traveling the countryside in El Dorado, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.